Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Free original content from WMAL.com. This is the Washington Mornings on the Mall podcast. Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 6:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. By the way, it's 6:07 now that we've changed our clocks. And if you did not change your clocks,
you're early.
Saturday and Sunday morning, you're an hour early. Go grab yourself some drive-through breakfast, sit in the car. You've got an extra hour of Mornings on the Mall that you usually don't get. You're welcome.
We're here for you.
Coming up later this morning at 7:05, Joe DiGenova, former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, will be our guest. 8:05 brings us Michelle Brickner, former Fairfax School Board member. Talk about tomorrow's big elections in Fairfax County and the rest of the Commonwealth, for that matter. And at 8:35, Robert Costa, Washington Post. He's got the inside skinny on last night's secret, not-so-secret meeting of the GOP candidates trying to take back those debates. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, Halloween has come and gone. The little goblins are getting ready for school this morning. But over there, oh, yeah, that over there on the counter, all of that candy that they collected on Halloween, you got a big old bag or a big old sack or a bowl of it laying around. And here's my question. What are you going to do with it now? I mean, first of all, you don't really want the kids to eat all of that candy, do you? And you know that if it is, sits around the house, then you're going to eat it. And that's not good for the old waistline. So that's really something you don't want. So what do you do with the candy? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I'm going to tell you what John Matthews, our news director, did. He brought it in.
Oh, look at you. You got yourself your favorite right there.
There it is right there. Kit Kat. He brought me a Kit Kat.
Are you going to break yourself a...
Yeah, give me a break.
There it is. You
give
broke it.
Give me a break.
Oh, don't do it. Oh, you're going to make everybody hungry now or gross. Mm. Grossed out.
So there you go. Take it to work.
You enjoying that Kit Kat?
No, it is. Now I got to talk.
Kit Kats are good. I like Kit Kats.
Don't get any better than that.
Do you have extra candy from your trick-or-treat? I don't trick-or-treat because I'm in an apartment building, and people don't generally trick-or-treat in apartment buildings. Did you get trick-or-treaters?
Turned off the light. Didn't bother.
Oh, that's why you were a grumpy old man. You were a grumpy old man.
Actually, there weren't that many kids.
You didn't get any?
No,
all right. This is always a vexing problem, and we would appreciate your tips, and your fellow listeners would appreciate your tips
right.
on what you do with that candy now. 888-630-WMAL. I'm often inspired by my friends on Facebook who make a big show out of the fact that they donate it to less fortunate children. Have you noticed that?
You want the less fortunate kids to be fat.
This is a childhood obesity problem. Exactly. My children don't need this because they have so much, so we're going to donate this. You really don't want your kids to have it because you're worried about your kids getting fat, but you're not worried about the less fortunate children
That's
getting
right.
fat. Right. Good job. Also, is it really charity if you then immediately go to Facebook and brag about what you've done to all of your friends and
family?
It's
not charity.
It really isn't at all. We know why you're doing it, but that's okay. I'm also interested in the fact that people decide to bring the candy in, but they're not bringing their kids' candy into the office.
They're letting the stuff they didn't get rid of.
They're leftover candy.
Right.
Exactly. And I don't think that's very fair. Just because you have leftover candy, you're not going to make everybody
well,
else
hold
in the
if
office.
If you've got leftover candy, then you were
chunky.
not doing your job as a candy
that's right.
giver.
Right.
Because, you know, you have to sort of manage that.
You rationed it.
Like you rationed it early, and then you ended up with too much left over. You know, the goal is, at the end of the night, you're out of candy, you're out of trick-or-treaters.
No, it's the Soviet Politburo. That's what this is. So, they, you know, everyone else gets, you know, half a roll of toilet paper, usually the outside half, too, if you figure that one out. And then everybody else, you know, whenever there's leftovers, which there will be because they didn't ration it properly,
right.
then all of the fat bureaucrats in the Soviet Politburo get it, and those are your office mates.
But, you know, I've always worked in newsrooms most of my life and in broadcast facilities. And the thing I know is if you bring candy to work
and you work in a newsroom, it will disappear.
Well, that's been your experience.
Within about an hour.
Here at the mighty WMAL, that's been your experience.
Well, you had it at Candy Experiment last year.
I used to be the candy guy.
Well, that lasted like 3 weeks.
Yeah, because it was a pain, and it was driving me out of house and home. And it was expensive, because these people, they around here, they eat candy.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, if you put candy out, it'll be gone in about 20 minutes.
Well, our office is right next to Chris Plants, so that tells you right there why.
Well, listen, and he...
Oh, my gosh. He's like by the handful. He shovels it in.
That's right. Well, what would you do? 888-630-9625. What are you going to do with all that candy you got left around the house? Susan and Burke, help us out here. Help America. What would you do? What should you do with that candy?
So I pay my kids. I'll buy it from them for $5 a pound.
Wow.
So they'll weigh it. And so then they get to keep what they want. But then if they want more money, they give more to me. And I pay them. And then I take it to my office and give it to my coworker.
Well, see, now there's a problem with that. I see a problem with that. Okay. See, because what you're doing is you're telling them that they should separate all of the good candy out to keep, and you're just giving your people at work, you're giving them the dregs of the Halloween candy, the off-brand
stuff. They're still going to eat it, aren't they?
Yeah, probably so.
Susan, I think it's a great idea. Here's my question, though. Then, when you because you give them $5 a pound for this candy, do you then put conditions on what they can do with the $5? Because if it were me, I'd just go out and buy more candy.
No, they don't go out and buy more candy.
Well,
right.
Actually, that's not a bad strategy because you get rid of the junk candy,
yes.
Then you go out and you buy more quality candy to add to your stash.
Exactly.
Well, I think, they're not working this right.
I understand. Susan, thank you for that. It is amazing the kids. So I would always chart this out, and maybe you're the same. It's starting today, starting the day after Halloween, or starting yesterday, I guess, technically. This is when I get fat.
This is when
every single year, and it's because my kids leave this giant thing.
Well, it is.
The candy
is there, and you're going to go by, and you're going to taste it, and you're going to eat it. And so
they go to bed.
Exactly. You raid the candy. I used to tell my daughter when I went, I said, I know, honey, there's a 10% escort fee. Because, you had to have somebody escort you around the neighborhood, and none of this candy would be there if it hadn't been for your parental escort.
Wow.
So there's a 10% escort fee. You have to share 10% of your candy with dad.
So you were like the IRS of candy
in your house.
This is a good life lesson.
It's a life lesson. Yeah, that's right, exactly. Yeah.
And did she say, well, what did you do? You didn't. I mean, the difference is you actually did something to earn it. The government takes your money, and you can't even point to anything that they're doing.
Not really. Other than, occasionally they have a military. I guess that, we pay for that.
But. Oh, trust me, we're paying for a lot more than military.
All right, how about Ron in Fairfax? Ron, what do you do with all the candy? You can't just leave it there because you're going to eat it.
Yes, good morning. Also, thanks for bringing up the point about the weight gain. I've lost about 15 pounds in the last year, so now I have to write it all down on the MyFitnessPal app. anyway, a couple of things. One, I do work in a government agency, so any kind of food will disappear quickly. The other thing is I work the polls on Election Day. I'll be helping, Michelle Brickner's cause. You'll talk to her in the next hour, but I got a big bowl that says Republicandy.
Republic candy, I like that. So if they're voting in the R column, they get some candy.
I'm pretty open with people of both parties only because, easier to attract flies with honey kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. So, my wife doesn't care as long as it's gone. Although, if it is a sunny day, the chocolate stuff will melt.
There you go. Well,
that's true. Well, Ron, listen, that's a great idea, and good luck at the polls tomorrow. Thanks for doing your civic duty there.
Thanks,
Ron. Ron in Fairfax focusing on the big election.
That's right. And by the way, a Republican with candy is a happy Republican.
Sure.
That's
listen,
right.
we believe in that. We're not the Michelle Obama's trying to rip good food out of your kids'
No, we're not that
there.
At all.
Absolutely.
All right,
we believe in the free market.
So what are you doing with all that Halloween candy? I mean, you can't just let it sit around. The kids don't need it. You don't need it. What do you do with it? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Matt DeFazio in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I have to wonder, if I eat all this Halloween candy, if I like my dentist, can I keep my dentist?
That's right, you can.
Well, it is open enrollment time.
I got to think about that one. All right, Prince George's County, Pennsylvania Avenue, northbound at Suitland Parkway. Look for an accident there. Still one out there in Burke as well at Shiplet Avenue near Glenbird Road. Road Police on the scene there. In Chantilly, 50 eastbound at Pleasant Valley Road. That's the scene of an accident this morning. Also still one of the outer loop of the Beltway near the Eisenhower Avenue connector. The good news is this one's been moved off to the shoulder. Inner loop of the Beltway still doing just fine this morning. At least between the 270 Spur and Maryland 95. DC 295 and it's southbound, slowing down between the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and Baker Street. Speeds down the low teens already. 270 southbound between I-70 and 109, a 22-minute ride. 50 westbound, slowing down between the Beltway and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Virginia 95 headed northbound, slow between Triangle and the Occoquan River Bridge. 66 eastbound, it's an 11-minute drive to get from 234 to Fairfax County Parkway. And keep in mind, Metro Blue Line trains only will be stopping at Stadium Armory this morning. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast today, high of 65. The rest of the week looking pretty good. Tomorrow, 72, sunny. Wednesday in the low 70s, mostly sunny. Thursday be cloudy, but in the low 70s. And Friday looks to be the crown jewel of the week in the upper 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Hadid can clean and restore almost any rug to look new again. Plus, clean rugs and carpets makes a healthier environment for your home or office. Go online to joehadid.com for more information. That's joehadid.com.
Sugar.
I think that was the only hit from the Archies, wasn't it? I'm not sure.
Wasn't the history of this song, wasn't this going to be a Monkees song? This was when the Monkees were going through their revolution, and
right.
They wanted to do their own music,
yeah.
And they offered the creators of the TV show, they offered them this, and the Monkees said, that's it, we're drawing the line here, we're not doing this song, so they created a band called
We're diverting from the topic, but the Monkees went downhill when they walked away from having Neil Diamond write their song,
yeah,
just
yeah.
Saying. Okay, listen, they got all of this candy out there, you collected it, your kids got, maybe you got some left over, you didn't give out because that was bad candy management, I'm just saying. But you got it, and you can't leave it in the house. What are you going to do with it? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Kathy Springfield, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. We freeze ours, and as movies come up throughout the year, we'll take it out, and that becomes part of the treats for kids at the movies. It works
there
great.
There you go. That's good. Now, that's not a bad idea. That way you spread out.
I like it.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I like it. Very good idea. Thank you for that, Kathy. By the way, people do this with their Girl Scout cookies, too. When
yeah.
they get the Girl Scout cookies, they throw it in the freezer so they get it, especially the Thin Mints. I take issue with the bad candy management thing.
What?
I happen to know for a fact that people specifically, and by people I mean our producer, Heather Hunter,
yes.
they start, you know, looking at how much candy they have left, and then at like, you know, 6:30 at night,
right.
they shut the door and say no
Turn
more.
Off the light because we want
otherwise we're going to run out.
Well, and here's
and
what
they want it for themselves.
What's even more insidious about what Heather did was she looked at the candy and said, "We're getting down to the good stuff now."
Right.
We're getting
exactly.
down to the Kit Kats.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to. We're done.
And now she can rationalize it with, well, we have it left over. We bought it for the kids.
That's
but,
right.
You know, it's
That's
left
right.
over, and so now we just have to eat it.
So they gave all the bad candy, the cheap candy away, and then
people
when it gets
do
down to the good
to
stuff,
rationalize
right.
yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. That, you know what we have to work with here, Heather.
She's just going to give the candy to her cats now.
That's right. Katie in Silver Spring, what do you do with the candy? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. My church has its bazaar 2 weeks after Halloween every year. And they accept donations from the parishioners, and we put this great big bowl out, and they sell it for like a nickel or a dime, whatever its value is.
Mm.
And that is gone by the end of the bazaar.
I sure. bet. And I actually bet probably is. Raised some pretty good money there, nickel
yeah.
at a time. That's a great idea, Katie.
That's not a bad idea.
Wait, which church is that? We want to give them a quick plug here since they're doing a cool thing.
Christ the King on East West Highway in there Silver Spring on Sunday, November 15th
All right, now
from
let's
9 to 3.
Going crazy.
Oh,
with
wow.
I just asked for the name of the church.
Now we got a
bill.
I'm
right,
sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks,
how about let's go to Matt in Southern Maryland. What do you do, Matt? What do you do with that candy?
Well, the first thing we do is when the kids, three kids, when they come home, they sit down in the middle of the living room, dump all their candy out on the floor, and they have a swap meet.
Ah.
And
ooh.
Just like you like Kit Kats, you know, they swap around. I give you two of these for one of those and three of those for what. So once that is settled and you kind of got what nobody wants in the middle, my oldest son, he's a bit of an entrepreneur. He doesn't eat candy, but he keeps it all. And then about a month or two later, when all the other kids are out of candy, he sells it to them.
That's
now
brilliant.
That kid's going to be something.
Yeah, you hook your star to that wagon right now, Matt. You know, it's funny, on the opposite end of the spectrum, the mother of my children is Chinese-American. She was born here, but her parents are you know, Chinese. And somewhere in there, I guess she picked up the communist gene from the Chinese side of the family, because she would make our kids, and I could say nothing about it because, you know, I'm just a hapless father.
Yeah.
She would make them all dump their buckets into one big pile.
And then they had to share.
And then divide it up. So that way no kid was like, you got more than me. You got no. All the kids trick-or-treating became the collective trick-or-treating. And then I
understand why you dumped
it. It didn't exactly happen that way.
Lawrence.
Thanks for that. Thanks for picking at that scab, Wilson.
Hello, Lawrence at Alexandria. Good morning. I'm with Brian and Larry.
Good morning, guys. We take our candy. I have two daughters. We take them to a local organization here in Alexandria. I forget the name. My wife knows it. And they pack it all up and send it off to the troops overseas.
Listen, I think David and Frederick, he has the name of that group. Hello, David. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Yeah, hey, I did hear that. So, absolutely, the USO loves to have donations of candy, and they do send it overseas.
That's a great idea.
It is.
You take it down to the USO, they put it in big boxes, they'll ship it over, and guess what? Those troops, it would be a big treat for them post-Halloween.
Absolutely.
Right. Great idea. 622 on WMAL.
WMAL listeners, Home Paramount Pest Control wants to know, what's bugging you? The economy, traffic, taxes? Call our What's Bugging You hotline at 202-895-2400. Then listen Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 732 to hear What's Bugging You, presented by Home Paramount Pest Control.
So your little trick-or-treaters went out, and they went traipsing through the neighborhood, and they got all their candy, and then they came into your beautiful home with your beautiful carpets, and they tracked all that mud in, and probably squished some Tootsie Rolls into the pile of your carpet. It's nasty. It's awful. It's time to get your carpets cleaned, and just in time for the holidays, too, because you've got guests and family coming over in a few weeks for Thanksgiving and Christmas. All right, what are you going to do? You're going to call Zero Res. Zero Res came into my home and cleaned it in a way that I never thought possible. They do the best job, and they leave your carpets not just clean, but soft, gorgeous. It smells clean and fresh. It's like getting a whole house of new carpet. If you want your carpets to look brand new again, feel softer and smell fresher, call Zero Res. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special and get your carpets expertly pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $59 a room. They're also going to throw in standard hallways and closets for free. Now, minimums apply. Don't wait. Get your clean for the holidays. Call now. Book your holiday clean before Zero Res fills their schedules. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 35 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and I am that dentist. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single visit. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. They can change your life as well as restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform the latest dental implant treatments in a single, pain-free visit with your choice of a variety of sedation options. McMillan Sedation Dentistry changes lives on a daily basis, and we can change yours. Call me today at 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists, a cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer? At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Getting engaged? Visit Mervis Diamond Importers. With the most GIA diamonds waiting for you, nobody beats Mervis. That's why the Washington Post named Mervis best place to buy a diamond. Mervis Diamond Importers. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
It is now 6:25 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Matt DeFazio in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, good news in Burke. Shiplett Avenue near Glanbord Road. That accident cleaned up and out of the way. Prince George's County, Pennsylvania Avenue, headed northbound at Suitland Parkway. A crash has been reported there. Be sure to keep an eye out for it. And Chantilly, Route 50 eastbound at Pleasant Valley Road. And get an accident out that way. Also, outer loop of the Beltway near the Eisenhower Avenue connector. An accident there, but this one's off to the side. Shouldn't be in the way. Inner loop of the Beltway. No problems to pass along. Smooth sailing between the 270 spur and Maryland 95. Only a 12-minute ride. Route 32 westbound at Telegraph Road. Watch for a crash up there if you're traveling out that way. Also in Woodbridge, Minneville Road at Hedgewood Drive. An accident reported there. 66 headed eastbound. A slow ride right now between Business 234 and the Beltway. 31 minutes worth of drive time. DC 295 southbound. It's low teens between the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and East Capitol Street. Virginia 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway. A 14-minute drive. And keep in mind, Metro only Blue Line trains will stop at Stadium Armory between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. this morning. Traffic brought to you by MedStar Orthopedic Institute, the only provider in the region to offer a new and innovative approach to ACL repair. Call 202-877-DOCS for an appointment with an orthopedic specialist. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mainly dry as we head on through this Monday. The new month began yesterday with a little rain, maybe a little bit more today. Slight chance of showers. Most of the rainfall stays well south. 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 57 degrees at 6:27 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're talking about what do you do with the Halloween candy post-Halloween. How do you bag it up? What do you do with it? Listen, you got to do something.
You got to, and listen, there's things you do for the kids, right? You can make it into trail mix, I suppose. I've got a couple of ideas here from Sarah Haley of the Omaha Stay-at-Home Moms. You can use it as toppings on cupcakes or brownies. You can set it aside for Christmas. You can save it for pinatas for their birthdays. But there's a couple of adult ideas here. Check this out. You can have a wine tasting. You know, chocolate pairs up
with
very
wine,
nicely
with
a
wine.
Lot of different wines. And the different types of chocolates, dark or lighter, with caramel and nuts. Right. You could have an adults only, have your friends over after the kiddies go to sleep and have a wine tasting. And also, you can make your own flavored vodka.
Yeah.
These are all ideas out there that the grown-ups can have with the candy.
Let me just say this. You got to do something with it because you got to get rid of it because now it's what, November 2nd? I can officially say this. We're headed toward turkey and dressing.
Don't push the season, Brian.
I am. It's now 6:28. Winter is coming. Old drafty windows can make your home uncomfortable and drive up your heating bills. That sounds bad. To keep winter out and savings in, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, build, and install. And to me, that sounds better. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. If you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off windows and installation. Plus, for the first time ever, you can get special deferred interest financing with no money down for qualified buyers subject to credit approval by third-party lender. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now and mention WMAL. You'll receive 20% off windows and installation, plus special financing. Keep the cold out in the savings end this winter and call Thompson Creek right now, 855-57-CREEK, or visit thompsoncreek.com for more details.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is here to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle, then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the new Range Rover Evoque for $439 per month for 33 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through November 2nd. Visit DCAreaLandRover.com or call 1-800-FIND-4WD. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
All right, we have a new Speaker of the House. He is Paul Ryan. He's a healthy guy. He's a health nut, believes in working out and a healthy lifestyle. He just took over an office from a guy who smoked a lot of cigarettes, and it's a problem for him. So let's help the new Speaker out. How does he get rid of that smell in the office? It's all coming up after the news. It's 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Republican presidential candidates have a new list of demands for the next debate. Representatives from more than a dozen campaigns met behind closed doors last night in Northern Virginia. Ben Carson's campaign manager, Barry Bennett, hosted the meeting.
We want to negotiate format with the broadcast sponsors.
You know, we're going to insist on opening and closing statements. You know, some equalization of questions, graphics, that kind of stuff.
RNC officials did not participate in the meeting, but they've been reassuring campaign operatives that they're willing to recalibrate the events. The grim task of identifying bodies has begun in Russia following the weekend plane crash that killed 224 people in Egypt.
Today is going to be, for the families, a very, very tough day. But as we're watching here, people coming to leave flowers, coming to leave toys at this memorial, also finding it very difficult, a lot of tears.
Correspondent Nick Robertson, most of the 224 victims were Russian. Former U.S. Senator Fred Thompson has died. His family says Thompson died yesterday in Nashville following a recurrence of lymphoma. The folksy Tennessee lawyer with the booming voice also appeared in at least 20 movies and on TV's Law & Order. He was 73. More deliberations today by the jury in the Charles Severance murder trial in Fairfax County. It's day three. So far, through the first 2 days, jurors have deliberated for some 12 hours. Open enrollment's now underway through Maryland's online health insurance marketplace. Those who are uninsured or who want to change their existing coverage have until January 31st to do so. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,664, the NASDAQ at 50,54. Sports, a five-run outburst in the 12th inning gives the Kansas City Royals the World Series. The Redskins enjoyed their bye week watching the Giants and Cowboys lose. The Ravens beat San Diego. Late game, Oakland beats the Jets. And Virginia Tech coach Frank Beamer is retiring. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you turn your furnace on and it's not toasty, it's toast.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
But lucky you, you tuned in just in time, because I'm offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For as long as you own your home, you can save $1,700 on this system. Hang on, I can top that. For qualifying homeowners, try 0% interest and no monthly payments until next year. No money down, no annoying points or fees. Are you picking up what I'm throwing down here? A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, installed by my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air. The last system you'll ever have to buy for your home. But this offer won't last. Give us a call, 703-450-6300, or book online at snellheatingandair.com. My stand-up guys are standing by right now to tell you more.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with six convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Politician George Barker will do just about anything to get reelected. What did he say when new tolls were proposed on our roads? When he was called out for lying in his campaign mailings? And what has politician George Barker done for you? He's raised your taxes by billions of dollars. He's steered government funding to healthcare centers he makes money from. And he even voted to ban school bake sales. Bake sales? Politician George Barker's priorities are all wrong. It's time we sent a leader like Joe Murray to Richmond. Joe Murray will stop new tolls on roads we have already paid for, like I-66, and fight for real transportation solutions that get us home sooner. He will stop wasteful spending and increase educational opportunities for our kids. And yes, Joe Murray will support school bake sales. George Barker went to Richmond and forgot about us. It's time we sent an active leader like Joe Murray to fight for us in Richmond. Paid for by Joe Murray for State Senate.
HealthNet Federal Services, proudly helping our veterans, active military, and their families get the health care they need for more than 15 years. Visit hnfs.com. HealthNet Federal Services.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Matt DeFazio in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, Prince George's County, Pennsylvania Avenue, northbound at Suitland Parkway. That accident's still out there, but it's off to the side. Shouldn't be in the way now. Same deal on the outer loop of the Beltway near the Eisenhower Avenue connector. An accident, but off to the shoulder. Inner loop of the Beltway, still looking pretty good. No delays to pass along. In Chantilly, Route 50 eastbound at Pleasant Valley Road. Watch for an accident to happen there. Also on Route 32 westbound of the off-ramp to Telegraph Road. In Woodbridge, Minneville Road at Hedgewood Drive, an accident's been reported. Keep an eye out for that. A little construction in Manassas this morning as well. It's Route 1600 northbound at Ashton Avenue. The north through lanes and the south through lanes are blocked. The detour in effect. DC 295 southbound slow between the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and Baker Street. Average speed only about 11, maybe 12 tops. And Metro Rail service currently running on or close to schedule. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure tracking to our south should keep the rainfall mainly to our south, but a cloudy sky today. Slight chance of showers. Best chance of steady your rain as you head south. 65 degrees. Overnight tonight, some clearing. Chance of a shower early, 49. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow and mild, 72. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 in Herndon, 54 in La Plata, 57 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by HealthNet. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
630 on WMAL. That's 637 Eastern Standard Time. If you didn't move your clock, you're really, really early, but that's okay. Because you can hang around and listen to us. We got all kinds of stuff to share with you. It's 705. Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, will join us. And there was a big dump of Hillary emails this weekend on Halloween Day. I wonder what's in there. A big Halloween surprise? You bet there is. We'll talk to Joe DeGeneva at 705. At 805, Michelle Brickner, former Fairfax County School Board member, about the big elections and really something that you need to think about as you go to the polls tomorrow. And then at 8:35, Robert Costa, Washington Post, talk about the meeting between campaign operatives to talk about the upcoming debates. It's all straight ahead right here on WML. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
All right, have you ever bought a car and the guy who owned it before was a smoker and it's just the worst, right? How do you get rid of that smell? Or maybe you bought a home or that was the situation and that smell just gets into the paint and the carpeting. Yeah. What do you do to get rid of it short of just ripping the carpeting out? Have you had to deal with this sort of thing? We need your tips on how to remove that cigarette smoke smell, that really gross smell. 888-630-9625. Give us your tips. 888-630-WMAL. I ask because, well, technically I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah, for
well,
a friend.
Well, not a friend, well, but, well, the man who's third in line for the presidency.
You're kind of a health nut. How are you going to get the smell of smoke out of the speaker's
office?
That's
a really good question, and we've been talking about that. They have these ozone machines, apparently, that you can detoxify the environment, but I'm going to have to work on the carpeting in here. You know, if you ever go to, like, a hotel room or get a rental car that's been smoked,
right.
That's what this smells like.
That's Paul Ryan giving his first interview to Chuck Todd on Meet the Press yesterday, and they were in the speaker's office.
Right.
And I love that Chuck Todd is like, so he's picking up on it too. I mean, can you that is nasty when you have to get in there and it gets in the carpets and it gets into the drapes and the you know, and Paul Ryan's not going to spend federal money on that sort of thing.
You talk about that ozone machine. I went to a hotel one time and got into the room and it had been smoked in, and I said, I'm supposed to have a no smoking room. They said, well, it is a no smoking room. We're sorry that happened, but we're full up, so there's no place to move you. So they sent in this ozone machine.
Right.
And it ran all night long. It made it a little better.
It's not bad. But it's got a smell of its own.
It
smells like right after a lightning storm.
Yes, it
right.
Does.
It's got
that's ozone.
That's ozone.
Yeah, you know, but here you got Paul Ryan. I mean, this guy, he is super fit. He's doing that P90X workout.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's one of those guys. So this has got to be like, holy moly! I mean, you walk in and you're just overwhelmed by that smell.
Right.
You know, that's
now we know why he was so reluctant to take on this job. So what do you think was worse, Paul Ryan having to inherit this office from John Boehner and the smell of, you know, stale cigarette smoke, or John Boehner having to inherit it from Nancy Pelosi with that, you know, the Bengay and the grandma ointment smell,
stop.
You know, and that really sweet, yucky perfume that you do.
Oh.
Jim in Gainesville, you're first up on WMAL. Jim, how do we get rid of this smell? We got to help Speaker Ryan out.
What do you do?
Good morning, guys. Well, I'm not sure about household stench other than candles, but for cars, I bought a CarMax car once that just reeked of cigar smoke.
Oh.
And my mom's tip was dryer sheets. I just put some dryer sheets in the car, and that eventually got rid of the smell.
Is that right?
That is a great idea. You know, those dryer sheets are amazing, Jim. I know that they've helped when I've gone out and I've been around people who are smoking, and people around me don't like that smell, especially cigar smoke. You just rub that on your suit.
Ah.
And it helps it out.
Oh, really? Well, that's a good tip for somebody who occasionally wants to smoke a cigar, for example,
exactly.
and the missus doesn't like it.
Exactly.
And you don't want to come home reeking of cigar smoke. You could just keep a bag of those in your car. And...
Thankfully, my missus likes that smell.
Oh, okay.
In fact, she will even smoke a cigar once
really?
In a while on her own.
I mean,
she's not, you know, John Boehner-style smoker.
Yeah.
Nobody. I mean, please, smoking like a chimney, that
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Gary in La Plata, you're next up on WMAL. We got to help Speaker Ryan get rid of that cigar
smell. Yeah, what do you do?
What do you do? What do you do?
Well, morning, gentlemen. My mother-in-law was a heavy smoker, and she put bowls of, like, red wine vinegar all over the house.
Well, but then your house smells like vinegar.
Well, it beat the alternative. It actually did help somewhat. I mean, but she continued to smoke. It's not like, again, I think if you just left it there, there was nobody there, it might help a lot.
All right, Gary. We'll pass that one on to the speaker as well.
Gotcha.
How about Ken and Burke? You're next up on WMAO.
Hey,
what do you
Ken,
say, Ken?
Good morning.
My question would be, what is Boehner doing smoking in his office? I don't know of any office building you've been allowed to smoke in, a federal building,
well, when
in
you're...
10 or 15 years. It's another example of, you know, government does what they want, but tells us what we can't do.
Good point, Ken.
Well, but hold on. See, the House of Representatives and the Congress make their own rules.
That's the problem.
And when you're Speaker of the House, you basically are in charge of half of the Capitol, including the Capitol Dome is under your purview. So you really are sort of the man in charge of a good portion of that complex, and you write your own rules.
I want to know if those staffers are going to sue him for secondhand smoke. Like, you know, the rest of us have to deal with that if we have these draconian anti-smoking rules inflicted upon us. Ken, it's a great point. And by the way, I wonder if there's any smoking going on over in the Oval Office at some point. We'll find out what
I think he steps out into the garden, the rose garden.
It's 6:42 on WMAL.
Somehow 20 turned into 40, and now I need to take my health more seriously. The Princeton Longevity Center designed a program to keep me healthy and active, so 50 and 60 will be no sweat.
That's why you need to call Princeton Longevity Center. Give us just one day, and it could change your life. Whether you want to make the most of your future years or just want peace of mind, a Princeton Longevity preventive exam can help you make the changes that have been proven to reduce your risk of cancer, stroke, diabetes, and heart disease. It's more than just the most effective physical. It's prevention that will make a difference in how much you enjoy today and the years to come. You'll get the latest technology, an individually tailored plan for staying well, and the reassurance of knowing you're doing all you can to take control of your health. Call right now to schedule your exam at 888-8000-PLC. That's 888-8000-PLC. Or visit us online at PrincetonLongevityCenter.com. One day at Princeton Longevity Center could make a lifetime of difference.
Hey, friends, you know, every day men and women across this country are seeing something they never thought possible. No, not the Kansas City Royals winning the World Series for the first time in 30 years. Go Royals. How great was that? No, we're talking about seeing bags and puffiness under their eyes going away, just disappearing like that. Yeah, it's because they're using Genucel. Now, Kathy in Dearborn, Michigan, wrote us an email to tell us how much she loved Genucel. Mm-hmm. She says, Genucel is a great product. She says, I didn't have bags, but I had an odd puff under one eye.
Excuse me, I what is that again?
Oh, Brian, I'm sorry, let me repeat it. Kathy says she had an odd puff.
That's very strange.
Under one eye.
What was odd about it?
Well, the fact that there's just one of them under one eye, that would be odd in and of itself. But now it's totally gone thanks to Genucel. You, too, can get rid of the bags and puffiness. And with Genucel Immediate Effects, you'll lose years off your appearance in just 12 hours. Genucel is going to work for you or you get your money back. That's guaranteed. Call them at 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, Chamonix is going to throw in that Platinum Dark Circle treatment for free. 800-525-2720 for Genucel. 800-525-2720.
Tolls on I-66? That's a bad idea. But Danny Vargas is lying about Jennifer Boyko's position on the issue to hide his own extreme agenda. Democrat Jennifer Boyko opposes the tolls on I-66, and she'll work with Republicans and Democrats to strengthen our schools, support working families, and protect women's health care. On Tuesday, November 3rd, vote Jennifer Boyko for delegate.
I'm Jennifer Boyko, candidate for delegate, and I paid for this ad.
Wow, can you believe the holidays are almost here again? You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional cleaning. This is Brian Wilson, and you need to ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean the rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where the rugs are being cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid. Hadid can clean and restore almost any rug to look new again, and clean rugs and carpets make your home and office a healthier place. Right now, Hadid is offering 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 to see if you qualify for free pickup and delivery. That includes moving furniture and the rolling and relaying of rugs. Or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations. That's joehadid.com. Or call 703-241-1111. It is now 6:46 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. First on the fives, here's Matt DeFazio in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good news in Prince George's County. Pennsylvania Avenue northbound at Suitland Parkway. That accident out of the way. Also, outer loop of the Beltway near the Eisenhower Avenue connector. That crash cleaned up. And in Chantilly, Route 50 eastbound at Pleasant Valley Road. Looks like that accident out of there, too. Westbound Route 32, the off-ramp to Telegraph Road. Watch for a crash there. Want to pass along at Woodbridge. One reported in Woodbridge, anyway. It's Minneville Road at Hedgewood Drive. 270 southbound at Father Hurley Boulevard. An accident blocking the left lane up there. Also in Gaithersburg, Great Seneca Highway at Muddy Branch Road. Keep your eyes out for a crash just reported there a moment ago. 66 headed eastbound, a slow ride between Business 234 and the Beltway. A 34-minute drive right now. DC 295 southbound, slow from Polk Street all the way to East Capitol Street. Speeds in the double digits, but just barely. Single digits, North Capitol Street southbound between Riggs Road and Rock Creek Church Road Northwest. And Metro Rail service currently running on or close to schedule. Have a 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mainly dry as we head on through this Monday. The new month began yesterday with a little rain, maybe a little bit more today. Slight chance of showers. Most of the rainfall stays well south. 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by ARS of Virginia.
At ARS Rescue Router, we want to keep you comfortable, keep you safe, and save you money when it comes to your heating system. Schedule your annual heating system check now at a super low price of only $59. Call ARS Rescue Router today or visit us online at arsofvirginia.com.
Huge weekend in sports.
Yeah, how about those Redskins?
I'm talking about
they didn't play.
Actually, it was a great day for the Redskins. I'll tell you about that in a moment. And, of course, most people are realizing that I'm talking about the University of Maryland Terrapins, who didn't lose too badly to Iowa.
that's an improvement.
It wasn't too bad a loss for the Terps. No, it wasn't that. No, of course, we're talking about the World Series coming to an end in royal fashion, as they say. First, Game three was Friday, and the Mets did win their first home game there, bringing the series to 2-1. And Mets fans all over the place are like, oh my gosh, maybe they have a chance. Maybe the Mets can actually pull this one out. Well,
and we'll never be royal.
Not going to happen, dirtbag Mets fans. No, sir. New York denied by the Blue State Kansas City Royals out there in Missouri. First time since 1985, since George Brett put on the royal blue uniform, did the Kansas City Royals win their World Series. They won it in Game 5 in New York yesterday, and good for them. Congratulations to the Kansas City Royals. And by the way, this is amazing. It was tied 2-2 into they went into extra innings. Get this. You don't see this very often. In the 12th inning, the final score, 7-2. So they went into 12 innings here, extra innings, just like game one went to 14 innings, I think it was. And then they just busted out with a huge offensive explosion there and just put this game away. So congratulations to the Kansas City Royals for vanquishing the dirtbag Mets.
Well, there you go.
Because we hate the Mets. But
yes,
I mentioned that this was a big day for the Redskins yesterday, too. You're right, they had a bye week. So two great things about the Redskins yesterday. Number one, Redskins didn't lose.
That's right. That's what I was saying. If you're not playing, you can't lose.
But even better, the Cowboys lost.
Yeah, that's
good. And we love it when the Cowboys lose. In fact, I believe that is 5 straight losses for the Cowboys.
Poor Cowboys.
You know, they've lost their starting quarterback, Tony Romo, to injury.
Right.
And clearly, they didn't have a good backup.
No.
We lost our starting quarterback in the preseason in Robert Griffin III, and Kirk Cousins was named starting quarterback. And the Redskins have not done too poorly. In fact, the Giants also lost. They got what a huge game
that
was.
The Giants and the Cowboys lost.
Which I don't know how to tell you this, but because of the bye weeks now, you know, we have a half game differential here.
We're half game out?
We are a half game out of first place right now in the NFC East. It's a fight for futility there in the NFC East.
That is amazing.
So I guess, you know, possibly, I think the winner of the NFC East is going to have, you know, they're going to finish 8-8 or maybe even 7-9.
Wow.
I mean, it's like nobody wants this thing. And I guess the Redskins still have a chance, theoretically, but they've got 3 tough games coming up.
Yeah.
They've got the Patriots, first of all, next Sunday. Sunday after that, it's the New Orleans Saints who are, I mean, they scored, I mean, Drew Brees yesterday, 7 touchdowns in that
unbelievable
game. But still, their defense is pretty lousy because the Giants still kept it close in that game. And then they've got the Carolina Panthers with Cam Newton, who played tonight on Monday Night Football. So either way, you know, it's not like it's going to be a cakewalk for the Redskins. But still, they're still in it, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's good.
And who thought that they would be? And then finally, in golf news, Tiger Woods' former caddy, Steve Williams, is putting new definition to the term caddy, because he's got a tell-all book out, and I can't imagine how classless this is. The name of the book is Out of the Rough, and he's telling all of these secrets about his relationship with Tiger Woods. He says he felt anger and frustrated at being hung out to dry by Tiger Woods' management. He says that he said, my life was absolutely miserable. People in my local community would front up to me at the shops and call me a liar to my face and ask me, what are you doing with him? And he just said how horrible it was that he was involved in the Tiger Woods scandals and all of that stuff. You know what? He made plenty of money with Tiger Woods. I say, just shut your mouth, cash your check, and go caddy for someone else. Don't be caddy.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's 6:52 on WMAL.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar province.
All of a sudden, there was
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
He's at it again. Craig Parisot caught lying about Kathleen Murphy, so he doesn't have to defend a Tea Party agenda that guts local schools. And if we don't stop him, Parisot will lie his way to Richmond. The truth? Kathleen Murphy has been against tolls on I-66 from day one. Endorsed by the Washington Post, she's fought to invest in our schools and grow our economy. Kathleen Murphy, a delegate we can trust.
I'm Kathleen Murphy, candidate for delegate, and I paid for this ad.
It is now 6:52 on WMAL. Time for us to check on your money. Let's check in with Chuck Kamlick over at the CNBC News Desk.
I forget it myself sometimes.
Sorry, Chuck.
That's no problem. Wall Street looks like it may open higher today. This after stocks saw their best October in 4 years. Hewlett-Packard has officially split into 2 companies now, one for printers, the other for services and software. The new HP stock begins trading today. Chipotle Mexican Grill closing all of its restaurants in Seattle and Portland. Several customers came down with E. coli after eating at some of its restaurants. Visa buying Visa Europe from the banks that own it for up to $24 billion. Ford rolling out a new promotion tomorrow that will let buyers pay what Ford workers pay for its cars and trucks. GM tried this a few years ago. And just in time for the holidays, Kmart bringing back a familiar promotion. It's Blue Light Specials. Kmart hopes those deals will bring in more Christmas shoppers. I'm Chuck Kamlick for CNBC News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Brad, darling, hurry. The Griffins are waiting.
Call them and tell them we have to cancel.
Oh, but why?
Because the basement is flooded. Again!
Are you sick and tired of dealing with a flooded basement or crawl space? Are you fed up worrying about the damage it's doing to your home, the threat of mold, and how it affects the air quality of your home? Then call BeDry today, the basement waterproofing experts for over 56 years. Many waterproofing methods don't offer real, lasting solutions, but BeDry's patented home waterproofing system is designed to completely stop the most common ways water enters your basement for the life of your home. That's right, BeDry's warranty protects your investment forever. Let BeDry get your basement dry and put your mind at ease. Call now and BeDry will give give you $500 off your waterproofing system. That's right, $500 off. Call 1-800-214-3172. That's 1-800-214-3172. 1-800-214-3172.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Matt DeFazio in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 southbound at Father Hurley Boulevard. That accident's still out there, but it's off to the side. 270 southbound overall, a slow ride between 109 and the local lane split. It'll take you 49 minutes right now. Route 32 out of westbound, the off-ramp to Telegraph Road. Watch for a crash out that way. Good news in Woodbridge, Minneville Road at Hedgewood Drive. That accident, not out there. Also, Leesburg, James Monroe Highway at Demery Terrace. An accident there just south of Luckett's Road. Keep an eye out for that one. In Gaithersburg, Great Seneca Highway at Muddy Branch Road. That crash out of there as well. New York Avenue inbound, slow between the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 395 and a 3rd Street Tunnel. About an 18-minute drive right now. Outer loop of the Beltway from Maryland 95 to 270 Spur, 24 minutes. 66 eastbound, still slow between Business 234 and the Beltway. DC 295 southbound crawls along between Polk Street and East Capitol Street. And Metro Rail Service currently running on or close to schedule. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is, Here's the weather. It's going to be overcast today with a high of near 65 degrees. Tonight, 49. Tomorrow, 72. Wednesday and Thursday in the low 70s and Friday in the upper 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 56 degrees on WMAL. Looks like it's going to be a great weekend. The weather's going to be fabulous and the overcast today, but sun is coming. So enjoy the week. The crown jewel of the day seems to be Friday.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Specialist, what do you say about this Ford Escape?
Left rear tire, worn, uneven tread. Pressure's lower in front.
Nice assessment, treads.
Got the perfect fit. Ready to roll.
Now get a $140 mail-in rebate on four select tires when you use your Ford Service credit card at the Big Tire event. When your Ford needs service, you need the specialists at Ford. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card, other tire manufacturer, rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/15.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Police work can be tough. It can be almost impossible. This year, there have been over 100 line-of-duty deaths across the country. At a rally in New York City, a well-overpaid Hollywood director grabbed the microphone and condemned the police as murderers, just as those police officers were grieving the death of one of their own, Randolph Holder. He was shot in the head by someone that had stolen a bicycle. Police leagues across the country have reacted by calling for a boycott of Quentin Tarantino films. The police feel under siege these days. They believe that the director's inflammatory rhetoric only serves to make cops a bigger target. If a criminal already has violent tendencies, then reinforcing that all cops are bad, or in this case, murderers, can have very dangerous consequences. Tarantino is releasing his latest film on Christmas Day. It's called The Hateful Eight. Well, says everything you need to know. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray works fast at every angle, makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream, perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
coming up on WMAL.
Well, we'll discuss the passing of a friend of our show, a U.S. Senator, a great patriot, and a Hollywood actor, Senator Fred Thompson, who passed away yesterday.
Also on Saturday, they dumped a bunch of Benghazi emails when everybody wasn't looking. There's good stuff in there. We'll talk to Joe DiGenova also. Critter News coming up, a fan favorite in the next hour. It's 7 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630.